I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Danceability International has explored unity through dance across all levels of ability and disability for over 25 years in over 25 countries across the globe. Danceability is expanding its reach with comprehensive teacher trainings co-sponsored by the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art, classes for kids and teens, performances, and more. They'll present the piece Don't Leave Me at the Florence Event Center this Friday, June 10th, before teacher orientations begin in Eugene on June 13th. Danceability founder Alito Alessi is with me here in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much.
In those teacher trainings, what qualities of teachers are you looking for?
We're looking for people that are enthusiastic about issues of equality and art and integration, and people who have an interest at not only the artistic expression, but the value of expression of all people as a way to educate society to move in a positive direction.
And how do you go about communicating your own values and your own passion for this teaching?
Well, you know, I have been very successful in my own artistic career, and that actually didn't make me so happy. And so my values about reaching all people and understanding the value of expression that's needed in a society to work with all people has sort of taken the underlying focus. We work to basically eliminate that which isolates people from relationship with each other for whatever reasons it may be.
So you see strengthening the spirit through dance as a way to strengthen our entire community in ways that reach far beyond the dance floor.
Yes, because there's a lot of information that gets transmitted through real relationships in real time with real bodies that comes from people's organic, natural expression and movement. We also have a very set, clearly defined curriculum that we're able to train people to use to facilitate that. And we believe when that does happen, when community does work with everybody, it has a natural effect on the local community, but also on the environment in general.
And so often in the creative world, what first appear as constraints actually channel our creativity into ways that go beyond limits. How does that apply in the dance world?
Well, we work a lot with set material and choreography, but our primary orientation is about working with improvisation. And in improvisation, one of your tasks is to arrive in a moment where you actually don't know what to do. And in that moment, can you be trained to listen to a deeper, more primal response than your intellectual-oriented information?
Is that a more expanded language when you're dancing with people who are alter-abled?
That's right. Your vocabulary expands greatly when you work in more diverse populations. And we believe the more diverse the population that you're working with, the higher and more sophisticated and broader horizons of learning happen.
How does that apply in the piece that you'll be performing on Friday, June 10th in Florence, Don't Leave Me?
We have a diverse, eclectic group of dancers with different levels of experience and different body types. And we have set cubes that are 2 by 2 by 2 sizes where we're actually mostly dancing inside these things rather than on this whole dance floor. So our vocabulary of movement has been also limited and therefore expanded, to tell you the truth.
Teaching to me is primarily a learning process in the end itself. So in the past 25 years or so, what do you feel you've found yourself learning from your own students?
Well, I have learned to identify what is happening with them rather than try to impose upon them what I want them to do.
And how does that lesson apply to those of us who may neither teach nor dance in a given moment?
It ultimately comes down to a certain level of self-acceptance and then communication and relationship. So individually, I have taken it out of the studio to go, oh, with each person that I meet, can I feel my own body in that moment? Can I be with them? Can I hear what they have to say rather than what I want to be speaking about? And that develops relationship. And personally, I believe Relationship is what evolves the world.
Alito Alessi, founder of Danceability International. Upcoming performances include at the Florence Event Center this Friday, June 10th, the Oregon Country Fair, the Lane County Fair, and in Ashland and Portland. They'll also bring unity through dance to Cottage Grove, Junction City, and other local places, as well as across the globe. For complete information on teacher trainings, classes, events, and performances, danceability.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.